surgery. Let's talk about it. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having surgery on your body. Maybe you want to fix it up or, you know, something that's going on. But try the natural way first, okay? Sometimes women out here, they get surgery for all the wrong reasons. All the wrong reasons. Make sure that when you get your surgery, it's for you. It's what you want to do. You tried everything the natural way. It didn't work for you. Because sometimes people think that having surgery is a quick fix. They don't want to put the work in to sculpture their own bodies. See, when you sculpture your own body, you feel proud. You feel like you put the hard work in. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by sculpturing your own body, I mean going to the gym, work it out. Or if you don't have to go to the gym, you can work out at home. There are a lot of workout DVDs or workouts on the internet. And so many things you can do. Eat right. You got to start by eating right. Because guess what? If you get surgery and you're still eating garbage, that body that you got a quick fix is not going to last. So start by eating right. Drinking a lot of water. Okay? Working out, you know, if you need help working out. You know, get you a little, if you go to the gym, get you a little, what they call them? the people that help you there, you know, an instructor. Get you an instructor. Let them help you. Because sometimes the natural results are the best results. Now, if you have done all of this, you're eating right, you know, you're going to the gym and stuff like that. You're losing the pounds and you're getting some results, but you want that banging result and you feel that you did everything you can and you still have some, you know, some meat hanging or some skin sagging, okay, well then you can go ahead and get your little surgery done. But also make sure it's for you. Make sure you're not insecure and want your body to look beautiful for the people on the outside. You have to love yourself. Love yourself and everything else will fall into place. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't expect somebody to love you. You can't expect somebody to love you and then you feel like you're worthy and then you want to love yourself. No. Our parents taught us self-love. Well, I don't mind it. Love yourself. And if you can't find anybody to love you how you love yourself, then he's not worth it. Don't be with them. But don't change your physical form for a man. Make sure this is something you want to do. After you done tried all the natural things and, you know, even if you haven't tried the natural way, make sure this is something that you want to do. Make sure this is something that you want to do. I can't stress that enough because so many women out here are so insecure about them that they find the quickest way to fix themselves. And people can go from looking so beautiful and have the beautifulest, I mean the most beautiful skin complexion, but they want to fix it. They think being light is right. You get more attention when you're light skin. No, baby, it don't work that way. I'd rather have a nice deep chocolate skin than a light skin than be light skin. I love my melanin. It's popping. You should love yours too. Let me tell you something. Back in the day, you know, all the girls and all the guys, you know, all the girls wanted a light-skinned dude and all the guys wanted a light-skinned girl with long hair, okay? The dark-skinned girls like me, we got pushed to the side, okay? Now, let me tell you something. Them same light-skinned dudes and girls, look at them and look at me. Honey, I aged very well. What they look like. And I'm not saying this is for all the people. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying this is for all the people. But I'm just saying that sometimes light isn't always right. And you got people out there who feel that way. Oh no, I gotta get a light-skinned girl with long hair. Light skin. Light skin with pretty eyes. To me, I'm sorry. There's some guys out there that have beautiful skin and pretty eyes, but I tell you, they're not the cutest thing on the earth. They're not. I like a nice caramel guy or a dark skin guy. My husband is caramel. and he's bald head. I didn't appreciate a bald head guy until I got with him, and he was a little older than me, and I was like, ooh, okay. Something about a bald headed man that drive me crazy, and I didn't know that until I became older. Now I see why a lot of women got these bald headed men and must, you know, toned up bodies. But a bald headed guy is handsome to me. I just, oh. And let them have a salt and pepper goatee. Oh, the works. But anyway, back on track. I'm just saying, you know, there was a lot of colorism going on when I was growing up. And it was one, I'll never forget, it was just one girl in my class. Oh my God, I had to be in the fourth grade. And let me tell you, her skin was beautiful. And for some reason, I was like, I would always stare at her and look at my skin. And I'd be like, I'm not dark enough. I want her skin complexion. She had the most dark, rich chocolate. And it was nice and moisturized. You could tell it was how her skin wasn't ashy. It was healthy skin. Beautiful. But they used to call her, you know, Midnight and all that kind of stuff. And blah, 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 blah. But let me tell you something right now. Midnight is working for her right now. Let's just say that it's working for her right now. You know. And her children are beautiful. Oh my God. Now, oh my God. Beautiful, dark, rich skin. You know, and it's like, I don't understand. I just don't understand some women's mentality when they feel like they're not beautiful. Why? Is someone telling you you're not beautiful? You are beautiful in every way. I don't care what color you are beautiful in every way. No man validates you. Nobody validates you. You validate yourself. So with that being said, if you have to have the surgery, fine, do it. But make sure that's what you want to do. Don't do it because you're trying to please someone or please the outside. And that's another thing. When people want to get into acting and they want to get into the industry, they start fixing up. They start doing things to their body because now they are in the public more. Excuse me. Okay, I'm out in the public more, but you're going to appreciate my body, honey. Whatever I got to work on, you're going to see me work on it. I am not going to change my body and underneath no knife, go underneath the knife for nobody. I'm not doing that. I don't like that. As for myself, I'd rather put in the hard work so I can be like, you know what? I sculpt this body. This is what I did for myself. I put in the time and the work for my body. I didn't go pay thousands of dollars to make somebody else rich so they could sculpture my body for me when I could just do it myself. And some people who get the surgery don't even need surgery. And this whole thing of having a big behind, let me tell you something. It may look cute, you know, to some of you people out there because y'all want to look nice in a bathing suit or whatever the case may be. But it's a price to having a big behind. It's a price to having big boobs. Trust me, I have both. Okay? Sometimes you can't get the right pants to fit you because they fit the bottom, but guess what? Your waist, you got room in your waist because your behind is big and it's taking up the space. It is not, you know, you have different things going on. Boobs, honey, my bras cost $60 a pop. I have some big ones, but you know what? At first, I used to be insecure about my boobs, but no longer because guess what? People are trying to buy what I have. So, yes, when I was younger, I'd be like, oh my God, I can't stand these boobs. Because, you know, I was very developed as a young girl. I wasn't shaped like your regular, like a regular 11 and 12 year old girl. I was shapely. So people thought I was a little bit older. No. Okay? No. I was not older. I was a kid with a shape. I couldn't help that. My mother had a shape. I couldn't help that. So it is what it is. I used to always wear baggy clothes and stuff like that. You know, I had a shape. But when I started to get bigger boobs and my hips started spreading and that behind started popping out, I was like, ugh. You know, it's a gift and a curse at the same time. But you learn to work with what you have. I buy the right underwear to wear under my clothing. And just, I have to buy the right bras. And ladies, buy the right bras. If you are heavy set on top, stop going to Walmart buying these bras. Stop it. You need to go to Lane Bryant, Ashley Stewart, Soma, somewhere to get your bras. I prefer Lane Bryant because they have a variety. They measure you the right way and everything. I prefer that for my bras and sometimes my underwear. And if you're going to wear a maxi dress, that does not mean that you have to wear no panties under your maxi dress. Control that ass. Because if that ass is going all over the place, control that. Sometimes it's not sexy. It's not. In my experience, I wore a maxi dress. It was really pretty. And I wore a thong, right? Because I thought, hey, let me see how this works for me. Honey, my ass was wiggling all over. Who wants to feel that ass rippling up your back? You know, you got to control it. So now when I wear my maxi dresses or whatever, I do wear underwear. You know, it doesn't show my line, but it gives me a nice, it gives me a nice smooth feeling and a smooth look when I'm in my maxi dress, because I think that's much appealing, you know, and sometimes it's not cute to be out there, you know, wiggling, jiggling all over the place. I don't want to feel no ripples going up my back. That is not cute. It is not sexy. And it doesn't feel good. I'm just being real. It doesn't feel, but not for me, it doesn't. But I just want to say this before I go. Ladies, love yourself. Okay? Love the skin that you're in. Take care of your body, and your body will take care of you. If you have to wear glasses, leave the contacts alone. We don't need the pretty eyes. It's overrated. You know, I wear my glasses. I consider myself a plain Jane. I'm a dark-skinned woman. I have glasses. I wear glasses. I do have some pretty dimples, okay? I have big boobs. I have hips and a behind. My waist is not, you know, an hourglass shape, but I could work on that. I do have a pouch. I had children, but my pouch is not to the point where, you know, my husband doesn't like it, and if he didn't like it, well, you a fitness instructor, hook me up, kid. You know what I'm saying? And I just thought about working out, and he works out with me, so it works for me. You know, my husband, he's 51, and he doesn't look 51 because he's, you know, always kept himself up. He always took care of himself. He is a handsome man with a nice body. You know. So I'm working on myself because I want to work on myself. Okay. The only thing he tell me is, well, you know, I like what you got, but I don't want you to get too small. Well, I'm working on what I got because I got to tighten up, honey. Okay. He ain't got to walk around with all this. I do. And I know how I got here. Snacks. I love me some snacks, honey. I love me some snacks, 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 snacks. I love me some snacks, but sometimes you gotta put down the snacks for a minute. You feel me? Or do snacks in moderation. But love yourself. Love yourself. Love the skin that you're in. You sculpt your own body. And then if it's not the way you want it, and you want to have, you have the money, and you want to do the surgery, that's when you do it. But make sure that's something you want to do, and not because a man or the industry wants you to do that. Because when something goes wrong, guess what? They don't have to go through all those medical issues. You do. And then you're going to spend more money to try to get that fixed. So find out if it's worth it. Do your pros and cons. Research what you want done. And then you go back and say, okay, is it worth all of this? And should I just do it the natural way? You got to play with your ideas, because only person that's going to be happy is you. So I want to thank you in advance for listening. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you guys at another time. And just remember that I am just another girl from Brooklyn. And I just have a lot to talk about. Bye.